necessary basis of sexual attraction. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadam Mayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatvadeshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Prascha Kripa Sindhu Prahevacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaurabhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today seems to be more devotees, maybe because it is Ekadashi, Shayana Ekadashi, Ashadi Ekadashi. So we'll discuss about that also a little bit. So here in this verse, one of the Navayogendras, Sri Prabuddha, he is answering the query of King Nemi. As we are discussing in these last few chapters, that how this King Nemi, he met these nine Yogendras. In fact, these nine Yogendras came to his palace because he had those sincere inquiries to understand the goal of life, what is the devotional service, what are the different types of living, sort of the different types of devotees, and how to serve them. And along with that, he asked, he wanted to understand what is the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord and how to overcome it. In the previous verses, last Sunday, in fact, His Grace Ramana Prabhu very nicely explained on this topic, what is the illusory energy of the Lord. And he quoted two verses from Bhagavad Gita, very fond on Maya. Anybody knows which are the two, these two verses? Daivyesha Gunamai Mama Maya Gurukta, and another, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrata Mudhoyam Nabhijanati Mamebhya Paramavyam. And I was just meditating upon these two verses, and interestingly I found that both these verses are from the same chapter, chapter 7. Chapter 7 is entitled as Knowledge of the Absolute. And in the knowledge of the Absolute, he is giving these two important verses and explaining how difficult the material energy is. So therefore, along with studying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His devotional service, it is very, very important to understand what is His illusory energy. Because that is also one of the energies of the Supreme Lord. And how to overcome that. So here, Sri Prabhupada is explaining the root cause of bondage in this material world. While living entities in this material world are suffering, what is the cause of bondage in this material world? What causes a living entity to remain in this material world? Very interesting topic and very difficult to understand also sometimes. And it was explained that in the beginning, when we were not in ISKCON, we didn't know what is Maya. In fact, we had not heard this kind of jargon, ISKCON jargon, especially Maya, conditioned souls, karmis. And after coming, one may think that, yes, now I am above it. And all others are in Maya. I am not in Maya. But Shyamananda Prabhu very nicely explained that what is the difference between the outside people and those who have taken up this process. And he explained that only difference is that they don't know and we know, right? At least those who are sincere, honest, they will admit that I am in Maya and I need help to come out of it. That is the real honesty. Somebody who may not be that level, he may think that I am above Maya and nothing can happen to me. That's a very beginning stage of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, here Sri Prabhupada is explaining that the conditioned souls, we are all conditioned souls. When that conditioned soul identifies with either male or female, that is the false identification, that is the basis that we misidentify with our real self. Because our real self, we know that we are not these mortal bodies, we are spirit souls. Soul is eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. But we have got this material body which is asat, achit, nirananda, which is temporary, full of ignorance and full of misery. And we may try hard to become happy in this material world, try to increase our time span in this material world, But whatever we may do, it is always limited. It is always limited by time. Nobody can surpass the power of time. And therefore it is very, very important to come to practical terms, to at least become more realistic, to rise above this conception that we can remain eternally. It is very, very important to understand these subject matters. Because when we understand these subject matters, then there is some hope that we can come out of this cycle of birth and death. And the conditioned soul has been going through this, it is explained, since time immemorial. We don't know when we came in this material world. We know that we took birth in this material world. And we are existing in this life, in this body. Before that, we don't know. And after that, where we'll go, that also we don't know. And the materialistic conception is that this is only one life. And one may try to enjoy as much as possible. But we can see that that kind of concept also doesn't last for long. Because as one starts getting old, one starts getting diseased, one starts understanding the limitations of this mental body. And those who were very strong, very powerful, very famous in their prime youths, they attracted a lot of followers and prestige. When they start getting the glimpse that they are sliding down, people are not recognizing, they are attracted by some other new famous personalities. They may be sportsmen or film stars. There are so many stars. So it becomes really very depressing for such people to accept what is the life, what is the goal of life, how to handle this kind of situation. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it gives that kind of basic understanding that first of all, who we are. When we understand that we are not these mortal bodies, we are eternal soul, that should give really happiness to ourselves. We should become really happy that we are eternal souls ultimately. And this body is temporary, it's getting old, disease, and it will die. And that soul, when that soul is engaged in the service of the Lord, the Lord is very merciful. And He will, some lifetime He will take us back home, back to God. We cannot claim that this is my only last lifetime. And next lifetime, or next whatever happens after death, I'll be there in the spiritual world. Playing with Lord Krishna, and so many thoughts we may have. Of course we may try to achieve that definitely, but we must know that we have to really work hard. We have to really prove our sincerity to the Lord. It's not going to come easily. Not just because I am chanting 16 rounds every day, it is going to come easily.
No.
One has to really prove to the Lord that yes, I am sincere. One should try to become sincere. I am serious. I don't have ulterior motives while performing devotional service. These are very important factors. And one should try to develop that sincerity. One should become more serious as the time passes. One should try to become more serious in Krishna. Otherwise one may think that, oh, same Bhagavatam class, same devotee and old devotee, and same talks. What is the use of hearing? Let me do something else. So that kind of thought process is not entertained. One should be more attentive in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class. Who are the speaker maybe? It's not that because somebody is a senior we should be attentive, somebody is a junior we can be relaxed. No, we should be serious in hearing from everyone, because we never know that what kind of words can come through. It may be helping somebody who is really eagerly hearing, and even I have experienced that so many times that when I wanted to hear attentively, was desperately wanting to hear something, Srimad Bhagavatam is like the nectar, and it gives real life to the suffering conditioned soul. So many times it is my experience that there were not very prominent speakers. They were just simple brahmacharis, not even accepted as eloquent speakers. But what they were speaking, when you hear attentively, you get real encouragement. You feel that yes, he is really speaking truth. It is so important to hear in the association of devotees, practice sincerely, the simple words. But if you are hearing that attentively, it can really help. So, that is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing in the association of devotees attentively. So here, Sri Prabuddha, we can see that these Nava Yogendras are not ordinary souls. They are eternally liberated souls. They are the sons of King Rishabhadev. King Rishabhadev had 100 sons. One son was Bharat. He became the famous Bharat Maharaj. And he perfected his life in 3 lifetimes. 9 of his sons became the rulers of the 9 islands, Bharatvarsha. 81 became the Brahmanas, Karmakand, explain what are those ritualistic processes. And 9 were the Navayogendras. And they were eternally liberated, so they could go anywhere. And they did not have any concept of bodily life. And their appearance externally may be mistakenly. One may mistake. One may think that, oh, what is this? How they are coming here? If somebody comes like that, we may not allow, first of all, somebody to enter. But what is that quality? What they speak is more important. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada also tells that sadhu is not to be seen. Sadhu is to be heard. One should not judge a person by his external appearance. That because he is Shaivan, he is having some kind of aura, or not Shaivan sometimes. That is not the criteria for judging a sadhu. But what one speaks, how it helps our soul to elevate the consciousness. What kind of level of spiritual topic he discusses. That makes a Vaishnava on a higher level. Therefore we can see that what topics they are discussing are not ordinary topics. In the beginning, King Nemi inquired about devotional service. His interest was to understand devotional service. He knew that this human form of life is difficult to achieve. It's very rare, durlabha manava janma. And after achieving that, to get the association of devotees is all the more difficult. Some other one may get the human form of life, but to come in the association of devotees is very, very difficult. Therefore it is explained at some other place in Srimad Bhagavatam, muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlapa prashantatma kotishvapi mahamuni. Muktanam api siddhanam, those are liberated souls or siddhas, achieved mystic power, siddhis. Narayana parayana, one who is devoted to Lord Narayana, is very difficult. Kotishvapi mahamuni, very rare, amongst maybe crores of people of such muktanam and api siddhanam, one may be a Narayana parayana. One may be a devotee of Lord Narayana. So to come in contact with such people is very, very rare, very difficult. And therefore when one comes in the association of devotees, one should have that humble attitude of hearing. That will really help. So therefore these subject matters which these Navayogendras are explaining, we must understand that they are not just speaking some topics of this material world. They are really very serious about solving the problems of life. Therefore they know that these are the various factors which make one condition in this material world, and that has to be handled very carefully. That how to handle this subject, one may just the same subject can speak very bluntly, just cutting. Now I got the power, now I have my ability to speak, and I can just remove the ignorance of people by my sharp words. Sometimes one may come into that kind of level of understanding that now this is the real problem of this material world, and now I got this topic, now I'll show everyone. So that is not the attitude also. They have come to that conclusion, yes, this is the real problem. Our identification with this material body and this cause of material bondage in this material world is a real problem in this material world. And one has to very carefully understand how to overcome that, how to elevate consciousness in that level. So therefore, presenting Krishna conscious philosophy or helping someone to become elevated and understand these subject matters requires a real maturity. And these Navayogendras are exhibiting that. They are showing that how this is, how to overcome this. These are the problems. Yes, definitely, they have come to the right conclusion. Not economic problem or tax, especially in this month. Government is GST. People are getting disturbed by that. In the temple sometimes, Tirupati especially temple, they are thinking of putting a levying a tax on temples. So that also is not the topic of discussion for Navayogendras. That is not a real problem. They have come to the problem, the root cause of problem. They have understood that it is stemming from a lack of Krishna consciousness. Because there is so much of ignorance that how to handle this society, how to handle people around us, and what is the real happiness. By economic development one may, it may appear that problem is solved. But it is not solved according to the higher authorities of Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, Shri Prabhupada is telling that the conditioned souls, they try to make so many adjustments, so many endeavors to eliminate their unhappiness. They want to mitigate all these problems. Nobody wants to remain miserable. And unlimitedly increase their pleasure. They want to be always happy. That is a natural position of the living entity. But what happens here, King Nimi might have made many thousands and millions of years before to these Navayogendras. And he is telling that, but one should see that they inevitably achieve exactly the opposite result. They try to become happy, but they get the exactly opposite result. In other words, their happiness inevitably vanishes, and as they grow older, their material discomfort increases. Materially, people may have a lot of wealth, but old age strike them. Person has become invalid. What that material assets or wealth can help that person if he is not Krishna conscious, if he has not practiced since in his lifetime, since childhood or whenever he got opportunity? If he has not practiced, he has not understood that there is something higher than this life, and I must try to prepare at least that after death there is something. We must try to understand. We must try to make some inquiries. What happens after death? Where will I go? We say that person has gone. But where that person has gone? What happens to that person? So therefore, these kind of inquiries are answered in the Srimad Bhagavat. And there is a solution for that. And ultimately, the spiritual authorities or the great Mahajanas explain in Srimad Bhagavatam, they come to that conclusion that this human form of life is very important, and one must try to utilize that human form of life to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How to engage in devotional service? How to serve the devotees? And for all that, Shri Prabhupada is explaining in the future verses that one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prapadde jidnyasu shre uttamam. This is a famous verse. And Shri Prabhupada is going to explain in future verses that therefore one must approach a bona fide spiritual master and try to inquire submissively. Why I am suffering? Srila Sanatana Goswami also, when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was very scholar and he knew so many languages and lot of understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam also here. But when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was asking the simple basic questions. Ki ami? Kene jape tapatray? Who am I? Why I am suffering in this mortal world? Threefold miseries are causing. So we must understand that he is not asking for his personal benefit, but he is asking for, in general, to help, to get benefited, everyone to get benefited. So therefore, these inquiries are very, very important. And one must try to understand from the proper perspective that one must approach a bona fide spiritual master, try to inquire submissively. First of all, serve the spiritual master. And by serving, his consciousness will get pure. He will start seeing everything very clearly. Sometimes spiritual master may give some instruction. And it may appear that it is not for me, or I am not meant to do such kind of menial service. But if some disciple is sincere and follows those instructions sincerely, one can see that yes, this is really helping, this is answering my questions. My mind is becoming more clearer. So that is the power of serving the great Vaishnavas. So this is very, very important, and we can see that Srila Prabhupada also, in his own life, when he met his spiritual master, he was in the freedom movement. He was thinking that this is the first problem we must try to solve. We must get freedom first. Then all other things we can do. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was very emphatic and very fixed in his understanding. He told that what is the real problem in this society? The real problem in the society is not the poverty. It's not that we are subjugated, therefore we are suffering. This political turmoil will go on. Sometimes this party, sometimes another party, that will go on. But what is the root cause of problem? The lack of Krishna consciousness. If that is not addressed, if people's consciousness are not elevated, then these are all temporary problems. Because whoever may come will do the same things in a different form. We cannot see that, feel that there is some kind of change happening. So therefore, it is very, very important that one must try to elevate one's consciousness. Because when one's consciousness is elevated, then one will start seeing from the higher perspective. One will not discriminate between different living entities or even between different religions. One will see from a spiritual vision. They are all spirit souls. And they have connection with the Supreme Lord. That is the vision one may develop. And therefore, this kind of knowledge is needed to be given to those who are the shrestas or the leaders of the society. And here we can see that King Nemi is the leader. He is a leader because he is a king. He has so many people to follow him. Whatever law he makes, whatever consciousness in which he serves, that is going to affect all his subject. Therefore, his thought process, his consciousness has to be very clear. Because ultimately it is the consciousness in which when somebody performs or functions, that affects his people around him. If one has a good consciousness, his Krishna consciousness, one can see that yes, he is really helping other people because his consciousness is very clear. Otherwise there can be so much of competition. Even to acquire knowledge, I have so much of knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and if I have to become more superior, then I should have more knowledge than another person. It becomes like a big competition, who can quote the more shlokas. But that is not the criteria. One can have that knowledge, but at the same time, if one has good consciousness, that can really impact the people around him or her. And therefore, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj wanted to give this Krishna consciousness, and he told that this is the real greatest need in today's time. So therefore, what is real independence? Today is also the 4th of July. America's Independence Day. 1776, America got freedom. In fact, for so many years, I think 15 years or something, they did not use the word independence. Afterwards, 1791 something, they started using the word independence. We became independent. And the same problem was there, taxation. That was a problem that time. They were levied so much of taxes, and the people revolted, and they wanted freedom from all this taxation. So in 1976, almost after 200 years, when this topic had come, at that time Śrīla Prabhupāda and the editors of Back to Godhead magazine, they had some kind of conversation, because they wanted to highlight this. This is a bicentennial year of America's Independence Day. It's a very, very important event in this era. So they wanted to understand what is Prabhupada's vision, what is Prabhupada's thought. So there is a very nice topic in book, one of the books, Science of Self-Realization, declaring our dependence on God. That's a very, very wonderful topic. Yesterday I was just going through, and a person was asking various questions to Śrīla Prabhupāda, and Śrīla Prabhupāda is refuting so many places, because they are, again, their foundation is of getting the freedom or becoming independent is based on some material principles. Śrīla Prabhupāda was trying to explain that that will not last for long. There has to be people. We cannot make people equal. Everyone is not equal in one sense. Everyone has, in fact, everyone is a different personality. Everyone has a different nature, different capabilities, different skills, different levels of intelligence. So trying to make people equal will not help. And if the leader is the real Krishna conscious leader, then definitely he can try to bring that kind of equality, spiritual equality. So therefore we can understand that Srila Prabhupada had that kind of vision, and he is the real pure devotee, we can say, that who within such a short span of time he broadcasted this message all over the world. So many people from different parts of the world, they became wonderful Vaishnavas. They got this opportunity to understand what is the ultimate goal of life, what is devotional service, how this human form of life is so rare. And it is spreading everywhere. So, and from these books of Srila Prabhupada, we can get so much of knowledge, spiritual knowledge, which really helps to elevate one's consciousness. Because knowledge is there, lot of knowledge is there, but how we apply that knowledge in our own lives, in our organization, is very important. And today is also happened to be Shayana Ekadashi. It is explained that Lord goes to sleep. We should not imitate that kind of behavior. And lot of workaries especially, they go to take darshan of Lord Vitthala. Ashadi Ekadashi, today there must be lakhs and lakhs of workaries from Maharashtra, from south also, Karnataka, lot of people, they just travel on barefoot. That's a devotion. So many days it takes to reach. And so many workaries, even they reach the temple, they are not eager to see the Lord. They are just happy to see the chakra on the top. And they go back. One may think that, oh, so many days of travel and now I want to see the Lord. Right? So much of eagerness. There could have been so much of crowd control, crowd care. But they are happy. They are simple. They are just happy to take darshan of chakra, because that is not different from the Supreme Lord. Sudarshana. Auspicious darshan. And they go back. So what is the tradition and how it started, and that definitely now there is no time to go into details. Maybe somebody some other time can explain the importance, more importance. Basically it begins the Chaturmasya also for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It is explained that Chaturmasya begins from sometimes from Ekadashi, sometimes from Dwadashi, sometimes from Ashtami, Purnima, like that, Makar Sankranti, Sankranti day. Whatever phase we start, we observe from full moon day, Purnima. The basic principle is to remember the Lord more, to follow certain vratas, regulations, refrain from certain food items. Especially it is explained that salty, sweet, spicy, almost we should not eat in that way. But that should help us to refrain from a lot of tongue's demands and try to absorb in hearing more about the glories of the Lord, try to chant more rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And one can see that difference at the end of the 4 months. If somebody follows the certain vows he may take according to whatever guidelines given in the scriptures, not speculate something, there are some guidelines, so one should follow that, otherwise one may start some another sampradaya. And one can see that this really helps to remember the Lord more. And one should continue even after Chaturmasa is over. It is not that now one can stop, but Chaturmasa is just a preparation so that one can remember the Lord more, absorb more, hear more, study Srimad Bhagavatam in more deep depth, and that way one can elevate one's consciousness. Hare Krishna. Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.